Okay, so I had to take my earplugs out. I've got some earplugs to keep the noise down from the crazy neighbors. I'm actually studying how to soundproof your house, and that's what I'm going to be working on too. It's pretty interesting, the things you can do in life. There's so many options out there. It's crazy. I took a note today about the codependency enabling stuff to show the spiritual side behind it. You know, the psychologists won't take it to its root. They just put a Band-Aid on it. Let me look at my notes real quick while I'm talking here. So codependency and enabling is actually witchcraft on both sides. First, I thought it was just one side, but it's actually both sides, because you're codependent on somebody. You're trying to put that person as a savior, right? And you're actually trying to put your reflection onto them. It's witchcraft. So a person who's an enabler, they're enabling somebody to stay in their sickness, their sin. They're playing the role of a savior, and they're enabling that person to stay sick. The codependent is dependent on that person to be their savior, and they're trying to put all the universe, so the universe is trying to change you, right? God is using the universal Turing machine. The one turn, every day is a Turing machine, it's cutting you. God is using the Turing machine. Life hits you to teach you, you got to change. But the codependent, instead of them learning from God and changing, they're throwing their judgment from God onto that other person who's trying to be their savior. And that person who's trying to be the savior is trying to play God in somebody's life. And it's just a vampire relationship from both sides, right? And so both sides are sick, you know. Being somebody's savior is idolatry. Trying to put that's an idolatry is no pretty much witchcraft in a way. And then a person who's trying to put all their pain, consequences, that's the word I was looking for. A person who's a codependent trying to put all their consequences on another person and cast all their reflections from the universe to that other person. That's what a witch does. They try to throw their sin and their pain onto somebody else. And that's what's happening. I got some neighbors across the street. I'm actually watching that. So you got this young girl living there. And she's dependent on her mama for her rebellion. And her mama's taken all her mama and her family. I mean, one person died. One person got shot. So her mama's taken all the blunt of this rebellious child, but she's feeding off of it. She's trying to be the savior, and there's always trouble there, screaming, fighting, yelling. People are always doing some crazy stuff, and so they're all a part of it, and it's going to keep crashing and burning, and until they look and ask what's going on. But the universe is reflecting back their idolatry and their witchcraft, and they don't even know it. That's sad. That's really sad.